Hi, guys. Talking Solutions and Talking RX, it's been a real crazy year for us. Let me see where we start. Last year, when we came to this meeting, some of you may remember the Aviva, the audio-video internet voicing appliance that we were showing in beta mode. And the concept is great, and the device is great. The only problem is it was stolen, my pre-manufactured model, in December off an airplane from my chief engineer, who made the mistake of putting it in baggage claim, and the insurance company took 6 months to settle the claim. And, of course, I'm a litigator by training, and they wanted to litigate right back. So we settled, but, of course, some of the financing that we had lined up went out the window when the product went out the window. Now, as one last year who sat up at ACB and gave a speech about vendors should basically tell the truth about what they've got, I was sort of saying, we're going to have a real problem here if our suddenly product went up in smoke. Well, fortunately, and I'm really excited about this, we got working on the Iris, which is the first internet radio made for blind people. Imagine XM or Sirius, except it's not a satellite. It is an internet streaming radio. You remember Smart Media several years ago? Well, that company decided not to manufacture and go forward. We took their concepts in terms of having seen what they did and built it better. And what we have, and I believe if the convention program doesn't get screwed up tonight, what you are going to hear demoed is a device being plugged in, turned on, tuned up, and ACB radio comes up live within about 30 seconds. And it is really a 20-station, programmable, internet streaming audio system that's the size of a 1 pound by basically 8 inches by 10 inches by about 3 inches box. It's not portable, plugs in, that can be used over an Ethernet or used over a phone line. And we'll have an audio introduction on Channel 1 when it is put for sale around Labor Day. So you'll be able to navigate the up and down keys. You'll have 20 streams, which will be comprised of about 6 music, 6 news, 6 radio reading and information services, and probably a couple of orientation channels. We will expand those number of channels to probably 32 to 48 by the end of the year, and it could be more depending upon how we work with our playlist partner. That is a company that manages, among other things, a number of radio networks for ethnic Americans who live in the U.S. but like to hear internet radio from the countries where they come from. So I'm really pleased that this device has come to fruition. It is priced at $249 plus a subscription fee. And the exciting thing is we've also arranged leasing, so you don't have to buy it if you don't want to. Just like your cable, you can lease it for $20 a month, and that'll be available also starting in September. And we're going to start working with radio reading services, because here's the exciting part. If a radio reading service wants to buy 100 receivers, we will customize the playlist for the 20 or whatever number of stations they want. So that if they want C-SPAN or CNN, or they want another radio reading service, or they want Rock 98 from whatever city that's on the internet, I can put it up for you, and they will get the customized list of programming that they want for their user base. And that is the Iris. We have literature. As I said, I am hoping to do it at the convention tonight. Internet with willing, which, as I say, Russia and willing, and that's number one. So that's a Talking Solutions product, and it's been a long time in being. It's been over $1.5 million in being to get it created, and it's a really cute little box, and please come by the booth and see it at booth A18. Now, last year also, some of you may remember a product called the Hand Guide. And the Hand Guide, as some of you I'm sure know, is an electronic travel aid that is basically an obstacle detection infrared device whose primary use is indoors. And it is used, particularly I find it useful, when navigating lines in restaurants or at counters or in banks to find doorways and to basically walk around in semi-familiar surroundings where there aren't a lot of steps but where I don't want to have tripping people over with whatever 60-inch cane I'm carrying around with me. And the thing about the Hand Guide is I bought one of the first 10 units last year as soon as they got into ACB. I met Tony Rogers, the inventor and designer, and said, I love this device. The only problem was Tony comes from the design world. He doesn't come from any familiarity with the blindness market. And what I think they discovered is that they were not really equipped to go into this market. They sold a number of units. But I met them through a mutual friend and said, guys, let me redesign the marketing. So while some of you have heard this informally and some of you have seen this device, what we're really announcing for this convention is that the price of the Hand Guide has dropped $100. It is the first electronic travel aid that is available under $100. It's a $79 value. And for an electronic travel aid where its nearest competitor is $300 right now in the marketplace, this is pretty neat. The thing runs on AA batteries. And again, It's not ideal. You don't use it without a guide. You don't use it, you know, without a guide dog or cane, and you don't use it outside. Inside, you can use it without them. And as somebody put it, and I think put it, but I think it's actually, I'm trying to remember, but I think it might be Mike Duke. I think he put it in one of his sort of comments about it. It's a worthy successor to the Mowat sensor. And if it's not Michael, and I got the wrong testimonial, I apologize. But that Mike is a user, and a lot of other people here are. And come by and see it and play with one, because at that price, which is basically double the price of a cane, and this is sort of my decision, because our goal in Talking Solutions and Talking RX is to bring low-cost, affordable technology to us by the use of what I will call some innovative marketing tactics, which leads me to number three. You may also remember the Talking RX prescription bottle last year with Millennium Compliance and John Dobbins. We have acquired that company. I feel like a corporate raider this year. That was number three. We have redesigned the Talking RX entirely. There are now two sizes. It handles all vial sizes, and the price has been dropped significantly. It is now a $12.95 value. And this is a device, for those of you who don't know, that allows you to digitally record or have a pharmacist record the contents and instructions pertaining to your medication and attach it to your prescription bottle. We have recently signed agreements with CVS.com and Walgreens.com. The Talking RX is actually available now commercially through Walgreens, as well as through our own website and toll-free ordering. And I am really of the belief that low-cost talking medical products are what we need, so let me move to number four. And this one, if anyone walks away, actually I shouldn't give people a challenge in this BITS group, because knowing the folks here as I do, a couple of you, you'll take me up on that challenge. I was going to say, I don't have too many of these next units to describe, and if anyone walks away from them, they're going to get shot, but then I have to run and find you. We have brought something that is not available in the United States, and it's a brand new sort of rehearsal for this convention. We have the first infrared 2-second forehead scanning talking thermometer available in this country. I have it made in China. I've been commuting to China, folks, just about every month for the last 6 months, which is not fun if you like that 25-hour trip, but it's paid off in results. This is a thermometer that you touch to your forehead. If you have a child, obviously you can see the use. It gives you the temperature and three-tenths of a degree accuracy. It's also got a talking clock in it, but I think we're taking that out in the next model because there are enough talking clock devices we all own. But the beauty of this is if you go to buy a forehead scanning thermometer in a drugstore that doesn't talk, I think some of you may know what the price is. It'll be $29 to $39.95. This is available for $25, $24.95. And you can see one at the booth. We have also imported a number of low-cost talking pedometers that are from the original manufacturer, and we've cut everybody's price. They're basically $7. I don't have a lot of them. I can get more. But it's a much simpler unit than the others that you traditionally see. It's a one-button pedometer unit with none of the garbage that goes on the inside of all of the others. So it's simple. You set it up, and it's got one button to press, and it's square. It's not round. It's not heart-shaped. And also a low-cost ambient indoor-outdoor temperature thermometer that, again, it's a $5 talking product. So our approach, and by the way, I think it was Jim Denman who was in here talking about the review of blood pressure thermometers. If that was, I think that was Jim, am I right? Well, what Jim's going to get a surprise, as we all are, is I will promise you all by the end of the year there will be a talking blood pressure system in this country that will be available at a very low price of under $49. I am working with the same company that has brought me the talking thermometer that is my partner is working on the talking blood pressure system, and I should have the first one sometime in September. Our goal is very simple. We are trying to change the stereotype of universal design. We have gotten a great deal of success in bringing our products to the retail marketplace. I'm in negotiations with Blue Shield of California to have the Talking RX covered as a healthcare benefit, the first talking device covered by a major healthcare plan in the United States. And we're almost there. General Counsel, as he says, Barry, I'll get you there. I just don't know how or how many people I've got to kill, but we will get there. It's not easy to get the commercial industries to understand the need for accessible medical devices and to provide them as insurance coverage. But we will win this battle. I am always looking for people who have got interesting designs and products they would like made that have speech incorporation, because we have four different manufacturing plants in China that we work with. I'm at the point of becoming a Chinese citizen, I think, because I keep going over there so often. And frankly, they understand why. You know what's interesting? Culturally, and I'll just say this, because many of them feel that you know, they've lived under a whole different changing regime from what China was to what it is now and all the capitalist opportunity. They seem to have a much greater understanding when I present to them a blueprint of what a blind person needs than you would think. These people know how to work with speech chips better than anyone in the world. And when I tell them what I want to put into a device, they figure out ways to do it. So if folks have got things that they say, well, why can't we have this in a low-cost talking device? But here's the catch. In making all of this stuff available at prices that are basically below what we've seen in the blindness marketplace, what I'm going to find out is whether, you know, the stuff works or not. Because ultimately, what we're assuming is if you can bring the product pricing low enough in the real world, the customers should come. If I'm wrong, all we're going to do is end up with inventory. If I'm right, we're going to take universal design and result in the products being in Safeway and Albertsons and Long's and Eckert's and Rite Aid and CVS. Because talking products shouldn't be more expensive. And I'll leave you with this thought. And again, thank you much. I like doing this. We did it last year. And come to see us at, you know, again, A18. Has anybody ever wondered, and God, we have a bunch of, you know, technical people here and programmers and scientific folks. I'm always amazed you can't buy a talking calculator in a sort of a realistic store. Shouldn't we be able to go into a drugstore or, a typical hardware store or wherever, or a school supply store and buy a talking calculator? Well, the reason we can't is that they've typically been too expensive. Well, one of our other companies, the thermometer company, has given me two other products. And again, come talk to me about these, what you think about it. We could literally imagine to get a good 8-function talking calculator with extremely loud speech and pretty good visibility into the retail market for about $6.99. Furthermore, the same company will provide me, if we can figure out how to sell enough of them, and this is the issue, a really high-quality talking bathroom scale that I could put into the retail market for under $35. Now, guys, the challenge is this. If we believe that blind people matter as a marketplace, and there are a lot of people out there who don't think we matter, then we have to find a way to figure that out. Because, you know, it's like the president of Samsung told me last year when I made a trip to Korea. And I said, could you give me a fully accessible talking cell phone? I figured, you know, I'd give him a little grief. And he said, yes, I could, Mr. Scheuer. You need to buy 100,000 of them now. If you do, they will come. Okay? To get the drift, get the point, thank you very much, and I hope to see some of you to come visit us at the booth.
On behalf of ACB Radio, I'd like to extend a sincere thanks to BITS, that's the Blind Information Technology Specialists affiliate of the American Council of the Blind, for allowing us to use this material from their vendor showcase recorded at this year's ACB convention in Birmingham, Alabama. Until next week, when Main Menu will continue our coverage of the Summer Assistive Technology Exhibitions, I'm Dave Williams, saying bye for now.